Phoneboy Speaks, episode 140, Leaving the Internet to Find Yourself. Paul Miller, a writer for The Verge, he disconnected from the internet for approximately a year, actually exactly a year, and just recently came back online, and they posted a story about it, of course. It seemed like a crazy thing at the time, and I think Paul Miller was hoping that he would get some sort of revelation about the about being offline or being he'd find himself or something, that the internet was distracting him. And what he realized at the end of this whole process was that he was still pretty much the same person with the same problems, and any sort of time wasting that occurred on the internet, well, he'd find some other way to do it. And in a sense, because everybody is now so on the internet in various ways, being off the internet's actually a little bit isolating. At least that's what it seems like to me. I mean, a lot of the people that I talk to, I mean, I'd say all of them use the internet in some way, shape, or form. I might interact with them, at the very least by email, but, they're on Facebook or Twitter or different social networks, or, maybe not. I don't know. But it's, they have, most of them have smartphones. Most of them have, some sort of broadband internet access at home, or at least know how to get broadband internet access. But it does beg the question, can I disconnect from the internet for a year? Well, I couldn't, because I'd probably be fired from my job, because that's how I connect to do my job. It's I don't work in an office, so I have to get on the internet to do my job. So it's, unless I want to get another job, I don't think I can completely disconnect from the internet. But I like that, that you can still potentially get around in the world, right? I mean, there's still paper maps, cell phones. You can use cell phones without data plans and such, but you're definitely a lot more limited that way, for sure. Of course, I'm old enough to remember that a time before the internet when you didn't have all this stuff. I mean, I had been online for a chunk of my life, and some of it was pre-internet time for sure. But it was the exception rather than the rule back in those days. And, now I'd say probably over the last 10 years, maybe the last 15 years, the masses have joined the internet. And I think, more people are on the internet now than probably aren't, at least in the United States and a lot of European countries for sure. There's definitely lots of ways to get on the internet. There's I guess in some of the third world countries, people use their cell phones to do it, and it's definitely democratized and changed how we all sort of live. And it's a great tool, and I don't think it necessarily is a bad thing, although there are elements of it that enable some of our more bad behaviors. And if you dig into the Paul Miller story, what he fesses up is to say, look, the things that I was, there was a period of time where I felt relief about being off the internet, and I felt like I was a better person, but then slowly slipped back into some of the same old habits. Okay, you weren't on the internet, but you found other ways to fill that time that maybe weren't as productive, and that's a. Okay, that's maybe a first world problem, but I think at the end of the day, the internet is not evil, and the internet enables a lot more good than evil. And you just have to monitor it, I guess, or monitor your own usage of it, and don't let it overtake your reality for sure. And I know I'm not perfect at this, because there are times when I'm probably using it, at a time when I should be focusing on what's in front of me in the real world. But that is the internet's not going to solve that problem. The lack of internet's not going to solve that problem, because the real problem is with us as humans. The internet maybe enables a lot of stuff, but it's not the fault of things. And I think that's the main thing I got out of the Paul Miller story, is that really there is no the internet isn't going to, removing the internet isn't going to be a cure all. Adding the internet isn't a cure all either. We're all still people. And the internet is not going to change that. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.com.
www.phoneboy.com.